KNTR.
KN4VWA.
The one and only. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, big guy. Are you staying dry?
Never lips.
I haven't kissed any chickens to find out.
Highly don't recommend it, because we got chickens. Oh, boy, they've been laying good, too, recently, finally, since the winter, and getting quite a few eggs. Oh, Steve, we just went over, the grandson left a backpack with some of his game stuff in it. I forget what you call those games the kids play. Xbox. So that was desperate. We had to get that back to him. So we took it over to the lake house and give that to him and some other things. And just headed back towards the QTH. We got a little ways to go. Probably 15 minutes.
Bud, the airways have been kind of dead.
A nice gentleman by the name of Steve, and he was a zero call just a while ago. MBH, I think, was the last suffix, I'm not sure, over at Piedmont. He was from Colorado. And Rusty was going up to Inman to get some mass consumables, barbecue, and then head back home. So he'll be mobile here a little bit again. He's probably destined to getting his grub.
Yeah, I don't know if you know anything about Inman, but over there on Highway 176, as you're coming out of town to the north towards Grambling, there's a new barbecue place there called the Thin Q Line. Sue and I went over there the other night, and they had prime rib, and they had alternating Fridays. They got prime rib and ribeye, and then they got their regular barbecue. So, and it was pretty darn good. A little bit pricey, but it was good. You ought to check it out.
Apparently $48.
It was, but that was for prime rib, and I tell you what, he put enough on my plate to where I was miserable when I left.
I love prime rib and filet mignon, unfortunately. Always has to be the higher cut, but we don't eat steak a lot, but love to find some good prime rib someplace, Steve, so appreciate that. And I don't mind once in a while if you got to pay a little premium to get it. It's well worthwhile. Well, of course, right now, we're not going out to eat anywhere, and unless it be drive-thru, and I doubt if that. We're just kind of camping around home. We're a little bit on the high-risk side, or a lot on the high-risk side. So we're trying to avoid that if we can. And hopefully, I know you are too, but there's like different things. Like I got a doctor's appointment next month. I don't know what they're going to do about that because they'll be scheduling a colonoscopy. And I think they're putting off any procedures that they deem not necessary right now.
Procedures, no elective surgeries.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you call that elective or not. Probably so. I'd say probably with some pretty certainty. But my sister died of colon cancer, and I don't mind at all going in every 3 years and having that done. And every time I've had polyps, so that's another reason for going, but I suppose it ain't gonna make any difference if they put it off a little bit, but you never know.
I know what you mean. Well, I'm fixing to go out of here and try to find me some frozen okra. Sue has promised to make me some of her homemade soup. And I got deer meat to go in it. No bubby. If I can just find that frozen okra, I'll be in a little bit of heaven.
Well, when we went through Bilo or Ingles the other day, all the frozen food stuff was gone. Must have been a week or so ago. But Bernice buys frozen vegetables for soup. And they're different than just frozen vegetables. What all extra you get in them, Mom? Everything you need in soup, she says. But, yeah, I like okra pretty well, and I never did eat that as a kid up north, but we do down here. I like it fried, too. And the neighbor, he just planted his garden. He put some of that in.
Be careful. The sap is rubbing off on you.
Well, I hope so. I sure love it down here, and I love the people down here. It's really been a great change for us.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because I just can't stand people when they just say, well, that ain't the way we did it back home. Hey, go on back home.
That's fact. No, we like... About the only thing I do not care for is, which is traditional, is grits and greens, and I didn't like that up north either in Kansas. If Mom had cooked cabbage or sauerkraut, I'd leave the house.
Kansas, you probably had some hominy.
No, I don't care for hominy. I like corn, whole kernel and cream corn. Now, Bernice, you'll eat, of course she's German, more German than I am. She likes sauerkraut and that. Now, if I take that back in a way, because she cooks all the German dishes for Oktoberfest for our daughter every year, and they'll have 75 people over there usually. And it's just something they've done for years. And Amy has some sauerkraut she mixes in with, what is it, barbecued meatballs or something? Yeah. And I didn't even know it was sauerkraut. It was good, but you kind of gotta, it's kind of like anything else. You put enough sugar on it, and I don't taste it. It don't matter.
Well, that's good. I remember years and years, many, many, many years ago, my granddad used to have one of these 10-gallon clay crocks, and he used to make sauerkraut in that thing, buddy. Shoo-wee, it was good.
I don't know what it is. I love cabbage cooked in vegetable soup, and I'll take a chunk of raw cabbage and just eat it raw. But I do not like the smell of just cooked cabbage or sauerkraut. I don't know what it is. Kind of like the wife. She about gags when she has to cut up cantaloupe for me. She don't like cantaloupe, and I think that's kind of strange, but... I like cantaloupe and, a little honeydew melon's all right. I wouldn't fight you for it. And a love watermelon.
Coming a southern boy. Hot dog. I tell you what. I don't know how much German I am. Mainly it's Scandinavian and English and a little bit of German. But, you know, it's... I love German food, especially real, honest-to-goodness German potato salad. It's different.
I don't know how the schedule will be in October or that, but I'll let you know, and you can come over there and share some of it with us over at the daughter's, but it's a pretty good drive for you. But there's a lot of good people there, a lot of various people there, neighbors, people from GE and what all, and friends that Amy plays ball with. You never know who you're going to meet. One of my favorite was a nuclear engineer that worked for GE, and he was a nuclear engineer on a submarine, and I had a lot to do with the submarines. It was my job to kill Russian submarines, and so I always enjoy talking with him. And, of course, there's things he can't talk about, but it's fun. I've met a lot of people over there, and it's all traditional German food. And you go through a buffet and just sit down outside or sit down in the screened-in porch or come in the living room.
It's like a fine time. Hey, you know what? I've got Channel 3, WBT Charlotte, on my TV here, so I can get them up there. And they've taken the Charlotte Motor Speedway and turned it into a drive-through Corona test site.
This ends your old TR with the man on the mountain. Well, Steve, that don't sound good. I'll tell you for sure. I sure hope I don't encounter that stuff because I've had about 4 lung surgeries or more and congestive heart failure, and I just don't want any part of that stuff. It attacks the lungs real quick.
Yes, it does. Now, do you have some exam gloves?
3 or 4 boxes. I use those anyways. Even when I go out and gather eggs, I use those.
Good man. I'm glad to hear that. Glad to hear it. Okay. Well, I'm going to finish getting ready here, bud. I'm going to jump off and you know, I don't think we have to worry about hogging up the frequency. There ain't nobody out there today. And I'm just going to finish getting dressed here, and I'll be back out on the road in just about, 15 minutes, and I'll try to catch you then, okay? 73 KN4 VWA. Clear after your final, bud.
KN4 VWA in 0TR. Yeah, Rusty called for you earlier, and no joy on that. You wasn't there, but he'll probably holler for you again. And I did not hoard those gloves. I've always bought them from Harbor Freight. Whenever they're on sale, we go down and get a couple of boxes. And I just like using them because I'm old and I got real thin skin in that. And then gathering eggs, I bring them in. I wash the eggs, which there are pros and cons to that, I guess. But we just always do. And I like the latex gloves for getting dirty at times, and other times I don't use them, but that's why I got some. I doubt if they even got them down there now, and they give all of their N95 masks to the hospital people from Harbor Freight, which was a nice thing for them to relinquish. All right, Steve, you have a good day. We'll talk to you later. We're about 2 minutes from home, and worked out fine. KN4 VWA in 0TR. 73 is clear.